crisp, cool air and the smell of fall is upon us. But we will soon be enduring the wonderful Northwest winter. We never know what the winter will bring us, so it's important that you prepare and plan for those wintry days. Just like we prepare for the winter by getting our winter clothes out, we need to do the same for exercise during the winter. Let's first talk about your winter attire. Now, it's important to have proper workout gear for the cold to help keep the body warm and avoiding frostbite. If you are planning an exercise outdoors, it's a good idea to have a good pair of running tights to wear under your sweats or shorts. It's also a good idea to have a lightweight, zero-degree coat or vest to keep warmth to the upper extremities. Since the winter can be wet, it's a must to bring along an extra pair of socks to keep those feet warm and dry. Let's not forget the accessories, gloves for the hands, and cap or beanie for your head to keep the warmth in. Also, during the winter, it can be a challenge to get out of that nice warm bed. Well, here's a little trick I do. To help stay warm and toasty before heading into the cold, I throw my clothes in the dryer to warm them up a bit to keep that warmth going. So, we have the winter workout attire taken care of. Now, how about the winter workout? If you're not the outdoor workout type, then you can probably continue your workout at the gym, but bundle up to keep that body warm. And make sure you have a backup workout ready to go at the house. For those days, it's just too bad to go out. Without a backup plan, you'll find yourself fumbling around trying to figure out what to do, to only become frustrated and totally dismiss the workout. Even if you're not the outdoor exercise type, you must think about reconsidering. Some of the best full body and calorie burning workouts are outdoors during the winter. Two of the top calorie burning exercises are cross-country skiing and snowshoeing. Here in the Northwest, we are lucky enough to have the convenience of a ton of outdoor activity. So there's no excuse not to get out there and try it. One of my favorite winter activities is a day out in the snow, doing some snowshoeing with the family. So, with the winter just around the corner, make sure you plan ahead so you're not caught off guard by the winter weather and other winter hangups. Have proper attire. Plan an alternate workout if you can't make it to the gym. And even if you're not the outdoor winter type, go ahead and mix it in by doing a little snowshoeing or a little cross-country skiing with the family. Always be prepared for obstacles in your way. KSCR, this is Colin Johnson.